You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And our topic this segment is tipping. How much should you tip? Who should you tip? When, where, and should you do no tip? Joining us to discuss the tipping culture, Stephen Zager, who's a junk professor at Columbia Business School, specializing in restaurants and food businesses, and I am told also a proud alum of Tulane University. Thanks for joining us, Stephen.
I am very proud, although... Thank you. Although I think I went there so long ago, it was probably called One Lane University.
You know, I attended Tulane myself. I took the media arts curriculum over there at the university, and I'm glad to see they're having success in the athletic field. They're long overdue for that.
I was absolutely pleasingly shocked. I was there actually when Archie Manning was the quarterback, so at least I had some recollection of positive moments.
You mean when Archie was at Ole Miss?
I forgot who it was.
It was a long time ago. If Archie was at Ole Miss, at Tulane, yeah. It was a long, long time ago.
I guess I'm hallucinating on what it could have been anyway. But
he may have been playing.
Anyway, but happy Tipmas. I think this is probably the season of the year where we're all thinking about nothing but who's got their hands in our pockets the most, consensual or not.
Well, Stephen, I'm going to give you a term, and I'm not going to charge you for it, but you can use this at your university lectures. Tipicate. The combination of tipping
tipicate
and etiquette.
Right.
Tipicate. What is the culture right now on tipping? You know, this has been going on for a long time, and I don't think there's a more subjective subject than tipping.
And it's really an emotional subject because it's passionate. People are constantly feeling that we've gone through tipstortion, that we are being asked to contribute to wages of employees who should be getting paid by their employers, that we are being put in situations where positions that you wouldn't ordinarily tip someone for doing very little work, all of us. Basically, you're bringing the drink to the counter. They're just picking up a cup of coffee and handing it to you, and suddenly the tablet is spun in your direction. And it's like the spotlight is on you, and the room is quiet, and someone thinking, okay, how much are they going to leave? And it's really a very emotional and very uncomfortable situation for most people.
What about no tipping, just to stiff someone? When is that appropriate? I mean, do you do it when you get really bad service?
Yeah, I think often what happens is if you don't tip, someone just generally thinks that you've forgotten or you didn't know, or possibly you're from Europe where tipping is often included. So you don't send the message. I think if you're going to send a negative message, you tip a low amount. And I think that gives it a clear kind of feeling of it. But
we used to have a food critic who said it was important to let the restaurant know, the owner or the manager or whoever was in charge, that if you just left and never went back, you didn't solve anything, you know, and you didn't help them. And they appreciate when you tell them you had bad service or a bad experience.
That's exactly right. I mean, you should, if you want to have a better experience in the future, you're helping them by saying, yeah, our service was lousy, the service is bad. And unfortunately, sometimes the waiter and the waitress, they're kind of the customer service person who gets the blame, even though the blame might be in the kitchen, the blame might be somewhere else in the restaurant. But that's your point of contact. So they get blamed for it, even if it's not their fault that the food came out slowly.
Yeah. Well, the questions always come up, how much, what is the percentage, and who should? And now they're talking about people that should you tip your hairstylist, your barber, your dog walker, swimming pool cleaners, lawn mowers and gardeners, housekeepers, personal trainers, barista, even trash and recycling collectors. Who should you tip? We're going to continue this conversation with Stephen Zagor. If you'd like to weigh in, you have a question or a comment, 504-260-1870. That is our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. And we got an awful lot of texts coming in, Stephen. We'll get back to address those. But first, we need to take a look at our traffic on the highways and byways. We do that with Courtney P. standing by. Hi, Courtney, what's it looking
like? You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Like, good Friday morning. You're listening to WWL's First News. I'm Don Dubuque, filling in for Tommy Tucker. We're talking about the tipping culture with Stephen Zagor, an adjunct professor at Columbia Business School, specializing in restaurants and food businesses. Stephen, you and I could talk about tipping etiquette all day long, but I've got a lot of listeners, and let's involve them, and I'll get you to address their comments and questions. This one I've heard before. It says, I don't understand why the amount of tip is based on what you eat. A $40 steak and a $15 hamburger takes the same amount of work to bring to the table. I think a fixed tip based on the number of people you serve makes more sense. What do you think?
Great. I think if you're really tipping someone on the effort, not on the actual amount. It's like I always say, if you order a $50 bottle of wine, are you going to tip 20% on the $50 bottle? No. And that's the thing about tipping. It's not a one-size-fits-all formula. it fits the moment. If it's a very expensive restaurant and you think that you should tip less because that waiter or waitress didn't do a lot, that's one thing. But also keep in mind, you're protecting your position there in the future. If you want to go there in the future, and people, the restaurant will remember you as being, quote unquote, a lousy tipper. That affects how you might be treated in the next go around. So it's not just what you're tipping on for what happened. It's what you might be doing in the future.
I have another one that says, I wouldn't tell the restaurant manager that I had bad service because I would not want the server to get fired. Sometimes the restaurant just gets slammed. I think
That's
they should
exactly
know.
Exactly right. You know what? Every restaurant, I've owned numerous restaurants and I've worked with many restaurants. Every restaurant owner wants to know if that service is bad. It may or may not be reflected. There are people that just tip low. I used to have a lot of celebrities come in where I was. In fact, CNN did a whole story of some of my celebrity tipping. There was one massive celebrity singer who everyone knows. Every time she came in, she left a dollar. That was, no matter what the check was, she left a dollar. We call her Miss Buck-a-Dime. And I went to another restaurant one day and I said, does she ever come in? They said, oh, Miss Buck-a-Dime? Everybody, that's all she did.
And she probably didn't get great service.
Well, that's what I said to her. I said, she was leaving. I said, oh, I'm so happy you were here. Thank you very much. And I said, was everything all right? And she goes, oh, it was wonderful. I'll definitely be back. Oh. Well, you never know.
I have another one that says, tipping only at a sit-down restaurant. If I'm picking up the order, either at a drive-thru or walking in, no tip, and definitely no tip at fast food drive-thru.
I think that's what people feel most comfortable with, because they think that those employees are actually getting paid a minimum wage or paid a wage. They're not under what's called a tip credit, where there's a credit against the minimum wage because there's an expectation of tips. So I think that's absolutely probably the most comfortable for everybody. So I agree. But again, if you want to build a future relationship with something nicer, tipping is part of what's thing called the principle of reciprocity. If someone does something nice for you, you want to do something in return. Somebody that does much more transactional rather than transformational, maybe they don't deserve a tip.
Yeah. And do some people get caught up with, some restaurants will have a standard tip for a certain amount of people. If your party's over a certain number, the tip is going to be included in your bill. Some people don't realize that, and they add a tip on top of that. I guess the restaurant should make that very clear, because a lot of times it's maybe in the fine print.
Yes, that's absolutely. It's the restaurant's responsibility to highlight the fact that the tip is included, because then it ends up being a double tip. I've owned restaurants, and if a waiter or waitress did that, I called that theft, and that was a terminating situation, because they were looking to get a double tip from that customer, and that was totally unacceptable.
Absolutely. Well, Stephen, we got to let you go here. We got news coming up real quickly. What's your prediction on the Tulane Ole Miss game?
Did you get the memo from Santa? Santa prefers a tip this year rather than milk and cookies.
Tip for Santa. We'll figure out a percentage for him depending on what he leaves. Huh? Maybe that's the way to do that.
I think he wants a $5 bill. I think that's what he asked me for. Maybe not you.
Tulane or Ole Miss, Stephen? Who's going to take it?
I got to go Tulane, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Green wave all the way.
You got that. Thanks, Stephen. Have a great Christmas and holidays. We appreciate you coming on.
You well, you too. Have a good holiday and tell hi to Santa.
I will do that. All right, coming up now is the WWL's First News, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.